Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Weber, Chief Pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit and aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network, along with my co-host, Michelle Cassidy. With me today is Mr. Keith Smith from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Proud to be here.
Excellent. Thanks for taking some time to come talk with us and kind of update us what's going on with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Well, these are exciting times for us. As you probably heard, the FedEx 727 was donated to Sun and Fun in large part because for our new airframe and power plant program, our aviation mechanics. That is a huge, huge benefit to our students. I don't know of another A&P program in the South, maybe even in the country, that has its own 727.
No, not where you can step in and start working on a 727. I think that, from my knowledge, most of it's going to be in, whether it's a small school or a larger A&P school, but it's going to be things like smaller general aviation aircraft or helicopters, airplanes, helicopters, not a 727. So tell us about that.
Well, they are planning on, the plan right now is to move it closer to the school once they get a pad built. They have to build a pad for it, and it'll only be like a 50 yards from the school, its final resting place, so the students can walk over and actually be there. It'll be on a permanent jack so that they can raise and lower the landing gear. The engines will be fully operational. There's some talk about taking one of the engines out so they can take it in the classroom and dissect it. And the other one, they can actually turn on the engine and run them. And they're going to put a classroom inside the fuselage, so teacher can teach while right there. We're all excited.
Yeah. Excellent. That's going to be excellent. That's going to just, it's going to be so much more than that they can initially step into in that training environment. So that's good. So they're going to be able to swing the gear and...
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing will be on permanent jacks, and they'll be able to raise the gear up, lower it. They can work on that. They can work on the fuselage. They can work on the engines.
A power supply out there, I guess, to power for some of the systems that's necessary to swing the gear and some of the systems and power up the panel.
Actually, I just learned about this yesterday, but they have a separate engine inside the machine, inside the fuselage that they crank up, and it sounds like the jets are running, but it's a separate jet engine that powers the fuselage and so that they can raise and lower the gear and all that stuff. So that'll still be operational also.
Excellent. Now, with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy and the A&P program, that's unusual that people can, these young students can come out of high school with an A&P license. So this is something that's, kind of new and remarkable with the CFAA.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that we worked long and hard to get. Gary Roy is our A&P instructor, and he's been on staff since we started, and about 5 years ago. He worked long and hard along with our board of directors trying to get this thing up and running, and we finally got our seal of approval from FAA in January, and the students are in their seats right now to take a lesson.
So how's the enrollment? Is it
well, it's at capacity, I can tell you that. Right, it has to be a two-hour block. To put the whole thing together so they'd have enough seat time. But you could only have 25 in a class. So this first year we've got, it's at capacity, and we expect it to fill up again next year.
Excellent.
Yeah. I hope that happens. I hope that happens because then we'll have more people. And I've heard when we get more people in that more things will be able to come over to CFAA and we'll have more things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we have other tracks there besides A&P.
That was my next question. I'm glad you said that.
Michelle here is in our engineering track. In fact, our engineering instructor is behind that camera right over there.
Yes. Mr.
George Bartuska.
Yes, one of our favorites to come in and talk with us.
our engineering track is going very well. Mr. Bartuska took a team to the robotics first robotics championships this year. We did not as well as we would eventually like, but it is so much of an improvement over last year. I mean, their kids are engaged, they're learning. We're very proud of the progress they made this year in that regard. Our astronaut challenge team he took up, they finished in the top seven in the state, which earned them a trip to the Nationals, and finished fourth in the country in the astronaut challenge.
We talked about that. That was excellent. You know, and all the preparation that they had to do to get ready for that, you know, just even to qualify to even go take the test, the exam, and just what they had to know. And it really got a thought-provoking process and leader, you know, teamwork and leadership and all the things that they had to go through to get ready for that. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was real proud of them. They even had one of the projects they had to do was to overcome the bone density loss, and they had to design something that would compensate for that. And one of our students designed on our engineering lab a system where they would sleep in a rotating it created centrifugal force, which was to replicate gravity and compensate for the bone density loss. And then he printed it up on, we have a 3D printer that will take download from the computer system, and he printed it up and took the model with him to the state championship.
I saw the model. I actually had the opportunity to see the model, and he explained how it would work and how they could a certain amount of time that, you know, they would spin it while they were sleeping, that would keep the downtime during the day or during the, you know, the operational hours when they had other tasks and things that they need to do up there in the space station. And and how these, you know, these guys even looked at slow, you know, doing it faster would maybe get it done quicker. It was pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, we were very proud of them. Very proud of them. Our aviation track is our main teacher there is Mr. Walt Houghton, mm-hmm. who we were very lucky to get him last year. We lost our aviation teacher last year, but Mr. Houghton's come in. He's writing a whole new curriculum for the students. He has, in fact, he was just honored here yesterday with the Wright Brothers Award for 50 years of service in the airline industry. And we're very proud. All of our students were over there and cheered him on, and we're very proud of him. He's a fantastic instructor. He's helped me secure with Polk State. We're going to be doing some dual enrollment classes so that they will have by the time they graduate high school, they can have 15 aviation credit hours to take with them to Polk State.
Excellent.
That's like one semester.
Yeah, see, that helps. That really gives them kind of a little push, you know, with financially and even some time savings there too. So that's excellent.
Yes.
There's a lot of enthusiasm over at the CFAA among the students as well as the staff, and that's a great thing. You don't see that everywhere. So just, you know, I hear about it. I'm seeing it. I'm over there and I'm talking to people and I hear that, and just commendable what you guys are doing over there.
Oh, well, they say if you find a job that where you just have fun, you know, it's not like going to work every day, and that's my job.
Excellent.
I mean, it's I enjoy those kids, and we have a good time. I walk around and visit the classrooms, and they're just all engaged, and they're having a great time while they're learning.
Well, you know, and there's also that's high school. So for some of the viewers that don't know that the CFAA is a high school, so it's not just like just to want to make sure we, you know, clarify that for anybody that may not know, that it's not just like going to a, you know, a VOTEC school. It's actually a high school that has all these extra things, you know, the aviation, the A&P, the engineering, and so that you kind of, if you would, kind of reinforce that.
We are a high school. We're an academy of Kathleen High School, and we have all the core courses right here on our campus. We have social studies, math, science, English. They get their aviation through their electives. So they can have up to three electives. And they can take two tracks if they want to. We have several that are taking both engineering and aviation. We have a couple that are taking, several that are taking avionics and aviation.
Hmm.
So, and engineering and avionics. So you can mix and match and take two if you want to.
Now, as a student of Central Florida Aerospace Academy, I would like to know what we have for the future of the school, so we know what we're looking ahead for.
For the future, well, one of the big things that happened over this week is that JetBlue came in yesterday, and they did the, day before, but they have decided and offered to become one of our partners. And so that is a big, big announcement there.
Huge, isn't it?
Yes, very big. They have a track where they can actually, when our people graduate, they can get them on a track so that if they complete everything they want, they'll automatically hire them as pilots. So that'll be for our students that want to become airline pilots. It's big.
That's excellent.
Yes. That's really big.
Good deal. So as far as enrollment now, I also understand that if they maintain a 2.7 grade point average, then there's also discounted.
James Ray Scholarship?
Yes, for the aviation, towards
yes,
the private pilot.
Students that want to become pilots. We have our James Ray Scholarship, which if they maintain a 2.75, Mr. Ray's Foundation will pick up 75% of their pilot training, which nowadays runs about, from the time you first get in the cockpit to you do your final solo flight, it's about $10,000. So we're talking about $7,500 that they will pick up. Some of our students still can't afford that other $2,500. Sun and Fun, through working here at Sun and Fun Community Service Hours, will pick up the other $2,500 for them.
Excellent.
Do you know how many flight hours, if a student can get in to flight, how many they get by attending school?
How many? I'm sorry?
Flight hours, like if there's a pilot, they want to be a pilot?
The pilot part of it, they have to take separate from school.
Yes.
Polk County School Board, because of the liability issues, they won't allow us to actually teach flight training other than simulation. And that's what Mr. Houghton does. He does a lot of the history of flight, theory of flight, and then he'll take that lesson and put it into the classroom in the simulators and tell them he'll tie the simulated flight into the lesson he did the day before. An example would be when Mr. Ray came a couple of months ago to visit our school, and when Mr. Ray comes, he always likes to walk around and talk to the students. So we took him into Mr. Houghton's class, and Mr. Houghton knew he was coming, so he had prepared a lesson showing Mr. Ray's combat missions over Germany. And so he asked Mr. Ray to step in and explain. And then the next day, he had our students on the simulators flying those combat missions. So.
Excellent. Well, that's good. Well, listen, we're coming to that time where we've got to wrap it up. We appreciate you coming and talking with us today, Mr. Smith.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you, Michelle.
And, folks, I've been talking with Mr. Keith Smith with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and we've learned a lot more about the academy and a lot for our youth, and we've got plenty more to come, so stay tuned. We've got some more exciting shows for you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.